Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that's interesting about the Boston thing. Like, I'll be honest with you. Boston, I think, is beatable because they live and die completely on offense with the three. Like, to a level, like, they led the league in three-point attempts. They're a really good three-point shooting team. But the point is, they've had plenty of nights that if you string three bad nights in a row together or three bad games in a row together from three, that could be an opportunity a team in the playoff needs. Yeah. So I think Boston can be got as much as any team. I don't think, even in the West, even Denver, man, like, they played really good in the second half. I don't think there's one team that I say you can't beat. When we come to the Cavs in the playoff run, it's them I'm doubting, not the fact that there's a path there.
If they could somehow get past Boston, then the entire mentality of this town will change.
Yeah.
And like you said, the West is definitely more attainable than the Eastern Conference. And if they could find a way somehow to beat Boston, which I think is a really, really tall task, everyone would agree with that, things would change.
It's funny. We're going to talk in a little bit about the path forward. Like, and it's funny because Keith, we're going to listen to a piece of sound coming up in about 30 minutes. And I had Keith pull it because I had heard it about 11,000 times in the time that I was off when I listened, which is funny because that's what Keith said to me about, oh, you're going to pull the thing that everybody said. But it was from one of the basketball experts that talked about the Cavs. I just continue to go back to there's just no certainties. This isn't like the LeBron Cavs where it's just get me to the playoffs and then I know you're going to make a run and everything was anticlimactic. Anywhere from the next 2 weeks to the next 6 weeks are going to be excruciating because every loss is going to feel like validation of the last 20 games of the regular season. And every win is going to be, oh, damn, they got a playoff win. And that starts with this Magic series. So it's interesting, like, Milwaukee, gettable, especially with Giannis, missing.
He's banged up has a hamstring or a calf or something.
So it's the calf, but it's definitely not an Achilles, which I distinctly remember hearing with at least two Golden State Warriors once upon a time. Ah, Kevin Durant. No, it's just a calf injury. He can't. Oh, there goes his Achilles.
Yeah.
But like, even once you get past, like,
you're not rooting for that, are you?
No, I actually wouldn't. Not with Giannis. No. Could never.
But Durant, yeah.
No. I could. Here's the thing. I've gotten to a point where, and there was young Nick Wilson, much more spiteful of any of these athletes. Not now. I've gotten to a point where beyond winning and losing for my team, all I really want is for everyone to make as much money as they can. And at the end of the day, whether it's the end of the day or the end of their career, they could just go home and live a good life. That's all I want. This is a pretty simple thing. I don't wish any ill. Even Draymond, still a jag. Now I'm worried about him for other reasons. Like, I legit, person to person, I don't get where that dude is at in his life. He has so much going for. He's got a great future. I'm now more worried about Draymond than I have disdain for Draymond. And that is a dude that might be the last guy that I truly, truly sports hated for a very long time.
I don't sports hate him.
Oh, I did. I don't now, but man, I did.
I've just come to understand that he's just kind of a wackadoo.
I think that's probably a healthy take on it. Yeah.
You know?
Like, I think that's fair.
He's just a little off.
Do you have any sports hate right now in your heart?
Sports hate? I used to. I used to have some serious sports hate for the Warriors and for Steph and for that whole group, honestly. But right now, no, I don't really have any sports hate.
I think I have more sports annoyance. Like, Aaron Rodgers annoys me.
I mean, I'm annoyed with the Chiefs.
Oh, see, no ill will. That'll change the second they bounce the Browns out or even just play the Browns in the playoffs. It'll change overnight. But, like, I used to really hate the Patriots. That thing fell apart. Now I kind of just like, oh, man, people won't hire Bill Belichick. That's kind of sad.
I actually feel bad for Bill Belichick.
Oh no, I don't hate them, but it is a team that when I think about them does get me very sports annoyed. It's the Knicks.
Oh yeah.
Mostly because it's a good team, and they are a really good team. They're not winning an NBA championship.
The Celtics bother me a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting. Because that has been the top dog in the East the last couple. Yeah. I don't even care. I don't know why. Because usually
they're just like too good.
I think it is unfair that they have two of the premier wings in the NBA, either of whom could be a one on a championship team on their own teams. And we're probably going to find that out one day because there's no way they play their whole career together. 216-474-0092. Somehow we got onto sports annoyance. Is there anybody you sports hate right now? The Warriors are dead. Not metaphorically. Metaphorically? Is it a metaphor? Am I using a metaphor?
I'm not sure. You're the smart guy.
Yeah. I'm not
You're
the
Ivy Leaguer
guy.
Here
I'm
on this show.
I'm not the metaphor guy, though.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.